All right, folks, welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, life can feel like a roller coaster sometimes, right? We're constantly being pulled in different directions, juggling work, family, friends. It's enough to make your head spin. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon for navigating all that chaos? A superpower that can help you stay grounded, centered, and truly thrive. I'm talking about building healthy relationships. Not just any old connections, but those deep, supportive bonds that lift you up, challenge you to grow, and make life infinitely more enjoyable. You know, the kind of friendships where you can be completely yourself, without judgment or pressure. The kind of family that celebrates your wins and holds you up during tough times. These relationships aren't just nice to have, they are essential for our well-being. They provide us with a sense of belonging, support, and purpose. Think about it, who do you turn to when you need a shoulder to cry on or someone to celebrate a victory with? Chances are, it's people in your inner circle, those relationships that truly matter. Today, we're diving deep into the art of building healthy relationships that fuel your growth. First up, remember this. Communication is key. It sounds simple, right? But so often, we get caught up in our own heads and forget to actually talk to each other. Be present when you're with loved ones, really listen to what they have to say, and express your own thoughts and feelings openly and honestly. Second, cultivate empathy. Put yourself in other people's shoes, literally. Try to understand their perspectives, even if you don't agree with them. Remember that everyone is going through their own unique journey, and a little bit of kindness and understanding can go a long way. You know that feeling when someone truly gets what you're going through. Your goal, right? Third, set healthy boundaries. This doesn't mean being closed off or unapproachable, it means knowing your limits and communicating them clearly. It's about protecting your own well-being while still allowing room for connection and growth. Think of it like this. Boundaries are like fences around a garden. They keep things safe and organized, allowing both beauty and growth to thrive. Fourth, practice active listening. This is more than just hearing the words, it's about truly absorbing what someone is saying, both verbally and non-verbally. Make eye contact, nod your head, ask clarifying questions, and show a genuine interest in what they have to share. It's amazing how a little bit of focused attention can make someone feel truly heard and valued. And finally, don't be afraid to let go. Sometimes, relationships run their course or become toxic. It's okay to step back from connections that no longer serve you. Remember, growth often involves letting go of what no longer serves us, making space for new and healthier relationships to blossom. Let me tell you a quick story. A few years ago, I had this friend who was constantly bringing drama into our lives. Every conversation seemed to revolve around her problems, and it was exhausting. I realized that I needed to set some boundaries not to push her away, but to protect my own well-being. I started politely redirecting conversations, saying things like, "Hey, I'm here for you, but I also need to focus on my own thing right now." It was tough at first, but eventually, she understood and respected my boundaries. That's the power of healthy communication. It allows us to build strong relationships that support our growth. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways for building those rock-solid connections that will enrich your life. Remember, folks, invest in the people who lift you up, challenge you to grow, and make you feel truly seen. These are the relationships that matter most. Take a moment now to think about one relationship in your life that deserves extra attention. Who's someone you want to connect with more deeply? Maybe it's time for a heartfelt conversation, a shared activity, or simply a small act of kindness. Don't forget, building healthy relationships is an ongoing journey. There will be ups and downs, but the effort is always worth it. Keep working on those connections, keep communicating openly, and watch your life transform. Until next time, stay strong, stay true to yourself, and remember, you're capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.